It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. You never know what he's going to say in his opening statement. And now, for that such opening statement, Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, because I believe it is inaccurate to say former. Because once you are one, you're one forever, and you don't have to say former. But I'm not sure that everybody agrees with me, but I don't care.
You and I have this debate every single time. And you may call it the Gary Ellerson, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
That's correct.
But this show is going to go where you want it to go. I'm just along for the ride.
It's not true.
Oh, no. I'm just filling in because I have no idea what's in that brain of yours.
But if you
right
have
now.
Something in your brain, you can lead
no.
with it. You don't have anything?
I have no.
You have nothing?
Have
you don't
no
have a
idea.
Soccer comment? You don't
I,
have a.
I have
I don't,
no. Well, no. okay. I have no idea what's in your brain.
Doesn't matter. You get to
right
start
now.
Before we get to my brain. That's why it's
no,
called
I
the Gary
no,
Ellerson,
no,
unless you don't care
it's
to.
It's even more exciting.
Okay, well, that's fine. You choose
when
that.
When I get to know what's in your brain. Because that's like the end of my week. I go, okay.
Fine. Well, then you choose. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. Gary Ellerson decided he's amused more by my brain than any input he
more.
Might have on something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what makes it interesting.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yes.
We are having a discussion about Jordan Love. And while I think Jordan Love is pretty good, there's no way you can be upset with somebody who says he's not that good because since that Dallas win, he ain't done diddly squat.
See,
the Packers
like
used to always win the division.
Love
Damn
it.
Won the division. He hadn't won a playoff game. He's lost three in a row. Now, it may not be his fault. It may be more of the team. But if someone says it's his fault, Caleb Williams, 2 years, got as many playoff wins and won the division in 2 years with a team that the Bears used to stink. We all know that. And the Packers didn't stink when Jordan Love took over. I'm not saying that I agree, but I cannot argue with anybody who makes that position about Jordan Love because he damn well got to do something and the Packers got to do something, like win your damn division. I have predicted, by the way, you'll like this. I did yesterday with Brian Bulaga. I'm pricking a four-way tie in the division. Every team will finish 3-3. So take
this
any
should,
of that
this,
with you from my brain
well, no,
to
well,
your
this,
thoughts.
This should be... What is stuck in Homer's craw today?
Yeah, but you say you allow that. Brian Bulaga doesn't do that. He has comments about stuff.
Yeah,
Jason Willey
comment.
Has comments about stuff.
I'm going to comment on
all
it.
Right, but they don't need my brain first. He just leads with whatever
react,
thought is.
I'm going to react to what is stuck in Homer's craw today.
You're taking it easy.
That's what I want to do.
All right,
what
go
is
ahead.
Stuck
Gary
in Homer's
Ellerson
craw today?
On Homer's thoughts. Take it away.
You're overreacting. You're overreacting, and you always do.
To what?
Because well, to Jordan Love. I mean, you go all the way back when you talk about the seventh seed is not really a seventh seed. They're lucky to.
It was
to get
new.
In.
It's
when
new.
You're in, you're in.
Well, no, but
it
they've only
matter
done it.
What,
from...
What's new or what's old? It
well,
doesn't matter.
Let me answer this.
You're
it,
in.
It,
you're
you
in,
are
you're
in that regard. But please understand, they set it up so that you have no chance. A 7 seed
no,
opens
it,
up against the
no.
2 seed, and if they
no.
win, you know you get in the next game?
I don't,
the 1 seed. There's no. The teams are 1-9. It'll be 20 years before
like,
a 7 seed makes and wins a conference.
I feel like in the NFL right now,
okay.
If you're in, you're in, which means that I think 7 can beat a 1. 7 can
fine,
beat
but
two.
Then after they beat
7
that,
can beat a 3.
They got to beat a 2 before they beat a 1. They got to beat them back
and
to back.
And I don't believe anymore the road stuff.
I don't
playing
didn't
at home,
bring that up.
None of that. playing at Lambeau Field because it's cold.
Let's look up how many times a team in a conference has beaten a two and a one.
It's not what it used to be. Okay. That's old time football where the frozen tundra was this and that. Nothing. The Green Bay Packers, I would say under Aaron Rodgers, they threw the football a lot.
Correct.
I was okay when they went to Arizona and had to go play Arizona. I wasn't afraid to go. When the Packers went to Dallas under Jordan Love, I wasn't afraid. I'm not afraid to go anywhere being at a 7 seed playing a 1. I think the parity in the NFL is what makes it all possible for whoever is a 7 can beat a 1 or 2 or 3.
They got to beat them both, though. Back-to-back games. Beat a 1 and a 2.
They are that close. The NFL, talent right now between a 7 and a 1 is not monumental, in my opinion.
Well, I
people
agree.
People may disagree.
Well, no.
People may disagree, but that's the way the NFL set up.
Right, but
set it up that way for every team to have a chance. It's not like baseball where you don't have revenue sharing and they can pay like all the top players. No, the NFL's not set that way. You have, if you do your job, and that will be Brian Gutekunst and your team. If you do the right job, draft the right players, get the right free agents, your 7 seed should be the 1. Agree or disagree?
I agree, but I disagree when you're required to beat a number 1 and a number 2 in back-to-back games. That's making it almost impossible.
No, I don't disagree. No, I don't agree with that at all. No. Because the parity makes
the
it possible.
The Chiefs did do it in 2023.
And I know you're going to go
they
look at numbers.
They beat a number 2 and a number 1.
The numbers may not say, the numbers may not back me up. I get that. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not afraid to be a 7 seed and be in the playoffs and having to go to Seattle or having to go to the Rams or having to go to whoever else in the NFC to go or having to go to Chicago. Not afraid to go do that. Not anymore. It's not set up that way in the NFL.
I mean,
now, there may be some people right now that are listening to me, and they can call in if they like, but I don't think it's that big of a deal anymore in an NFL.
Even if you have to do it, do both.
Correct.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody does it. The number 7 seed is the number 7 seed is 1-9, the only team to win the Packers. And I would emphasize that the two teams that won beating number 1 and number 2 were a number 3. I'm telling you, 20 years.
I get it.
It will be 20 years before a 7 seed will win 2 straight playoff games. 20 years. What do you think of that?
What I'm telling you, your numbers are correct. I can't go against your numbers.
Ooh, but I agree with you, and the gap between the 1 and the top and the bottom is less than it's ever been.
The 1 and the 7 is less than it's ever been.
Right.
Not
and if
afraid.
The 7 didn't have to.
And then you got
to
go
seven
play
could,
the 2, not afraid.
If the 7
at their place
could,
on the road, not afraid.
Right. If the 7 could beat the 2 and not have to then play the 1, I would agree with you. But they've set it up so that the worst seed has to go against the number 1 or the number.
Yeah.
And that pretty much says it ain't happening.
No, I don't.
I mean, it used to be when you beat that
it's
top
not
seed,
impossible.
Then you got to play the team they were supposed to play.
Correct. Not anymore.
So you are correct in terms of your analysis, but you also have to accept the fact that they have set it up to make it as difficult as possible.
Where if you were the Brewers, and you don't have the amount of money, let's say the Yankees or, and, oh no, they may not be doing whatever.
I know, there's the Dodgers or Atlanta. Yeah,
a lot
number
of money.
Schools, yes.
We're not doing that. We're wishing upon a star, if come maybe.
Yes, it makes it more
catch
difficult.
A,
you have to draft young players. You have to draft young players.
Then the young players then have to develop much
correct.
Quicker because they've already bought players.
That's
been in the league for 6, 7, 8, 9 years.
And you have to have
they're
young pitching because you can't afford pitchers when you have to pay them.
And young pitchers are only been in the league like, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yes, you have to develop young pitchers. Now, this year I think they have a chance. I've said my new T-shirt on the Brewers, they're still a dog, but a much, much smaller dog. Much, 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 much smaller dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
Well, they used to be German Shepherd.
No, you're personal.
We don't have a dog. We had a Sheltie a long time ago. Sheltie died.
You got a little Yippie. You told me.
No, the Yippie went back to the sun. Oh, you Yippie's
gone.
You
sent her back. What kind of dog was that?
That was a what are they? Yorkshire Terrier. No, well, I have to think what it is. It's the dog from hell. No human being should ever have a dog like that. Yeah, makes noise all the time, nonstop. No, I would tell people don't do it. You need to know what you're getting into. Yeah, you just
maybe you didn't train it right.
Again, there needs to be training, but just like everything else, some dogs are easy to deal with. No, this is the hardest dog to train and live with, I believe.
You did your research, I'm assuming.
I did do some research. Yes, okay. Most people tend to agree.
Okay,
but you have dogs. What kind? Your dogs are big dogs.
Yeah, they're big poops.
What are they?
They're called Mastadors.
Yes, yes. They're
a hybrid. They are
British?
Hybrid. So they're a Labrador Mastiff mix.
Mm-hmm. They're big.
Yeah. One's 75% Mastiff, and the other one's 50-50.
But you have a big yard; they can run around, right? You have to have room for them to run around.
You got a lot of room. You got to have a lot of room out here. I got about an acre and a quarter out here.
Do you take them out for a walk or?
Yeah, I walk them in the neighborhood sometimes.
But you don't need to.
No, I don't because they've got plenty of room to run. Yeah. But when I walk them through, a lot of people get a little nervous with me out where I live. But that's okay.
Because the dogs are so big.
Yeah, they're so big. Yeah, and then there's two of them, you know.
But you have both on collars and leashes.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the whole thing, you know, out where I live. I mean, come on, if I could just set the scene for you. I mean, I'm probably the only black dude in my neighborhood. I got two big dogs. I got big ropes tied to them.
Right.
Well, they're not. They're going there. That's not a good look in my
I mean, if you're out there with those big dogs.
I walk down the road and people like cross over, go to the other side, or they stop and they go into someone's driveway.
Have nothing to do with me, with you being black. If it was me, I'm going there because the dogs are big.
It's the whole picture.
You could see it that way. I could understand. It's understandable. I just know I'd look at you and go, are horses legal in this community? I didn't know you could own a horse. Those dogs are so big, they could think they're not a dog.
The other day, the bigger one, I had the front door open, and Amazon dropped a package off. She ran through the screen door at the Amazon guy.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So now I got to go to Menards and buy me a new front door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that that's part of what comes in.
But back to Jordan Love real quick.
Yeah.
Were we talking about Jordan Love rankings?
Yeah, it was, and I said, I don't necessarily agree, but I'm never surprised by anybody that, you know, has him ranked low or talks about Caleb Williams as being better, because Caleb Williams has done more in 2 years than Jordan Love has done in three, with a team that sucked before it became a starter, whereas the Packers were good.
Because you like numbers. Can you give me Jordan Love's numbers the last game in Chicago and Caleb Williams' numbers?
Oh, Love was way better.
Can you just give it to me? Your numbers, Scotty. You every time.
I mean, I've already said that Jordan Love's numbers were way better.
I just want you to say them. If somebody just look them up, just say them.
What was their lead? Do I get to say the amount of lead that the Packers had in that game? Just the numbers.
No, just the end numbers. What did they end with? I mean.
And
the passer rating.
What's your point? I
just want you to just say it to me. Just say it to me.
Well,
I just want to hear it.
Well, but I want to hear passer rating. He played much better, but blew a big lead.
No, don't worry about what he played. Just say the numbers.
31-27 in favor of the Chicago Bears.
Okay, they won, right?
Yeah, they scored 25 points in the fourth quarter. The Packers were up 21-3 at half.
Okay.
21-6 going into the fourth quarter. Okay. Jordan Love was 12 of 46 for 323 yards, no touchdowns, four interceptions, nothing. Jordan Love was 24 of 46, 323 yards, four touchdowns. Caleb Williams was 24 of 48, 361, two touchdowns, and he had two interceptions. So it's not close. Jordan Love.
Pat, do you have a passer rating there at all?
This one doesn't have it. I can look that up. I mean, Jordan Love is probably 30, 40 points higher. He had four touchdowns and no interceptions. Caleb Williams had two touchdowns and two interceptions. They both threw for about the same yards. So I'll look it up. I'm guessing Caleb Williams, I mean, Jordan Love's quarterback rating was 40 points higher.
Yeah, quarterback rating for Jordan Love, 103.8 for Caleb 70? Williams in that game, 71.6.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And they lost.
Yeah, and the Packers lost. But you wouldn't know that from the numbers, though.
Not those numbers alone. That's correct.
Now, when you want the number to work for you, you give me the numbers, and I give you the numbers back to you, and then you him and the hawing over there.
No, I don't. I said that he played much better, but they lost the game.
Yeah, the team lost the game.
Right, and as great as he played, they move the ball whenever they want, okay?
Yeah.
And yet they're down 31-27. And 11 plays, 44 yards, they can't score.
And so you're saying that warrants it. So that warranted the, what was he, 74, 75th? What was
he? No, well, he hasn't won anything. It's not just that. They haven't won the last 3 years. They haven't won a division, and they have not won a playoff game after they beat Dallas.
What's Caleb won?
Caleb won that playoff game. He's won a division. In 2 years, on a team that sucked, you would agree. The team that Jordan Love took over was a good team, right?
From Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
No.
Better than the Bears? Do we need to go over these numbers of the Bears and the Packers records prior to Jordan Love taking over and Caleb Williams taking over?
No, I mean who did Jordan Love had as a receiver when he first took over?
I'd have to look. His numbers were pretty good.
Yeah.
But see, here's the point.
I mean, I can make an argument that Aaron Rodgers probably was set up for more success his first year starting than Jordan Love.
I would agree.
If you look at the weapons that Love had versus the weapons that Rodgers had.
That wasn't
a very good team. Just saying.
Which team was it?
The Love team when he first took over. That team was not very good.
Okay.
Love made it look good.
Better than the
Bears. Would say that.
Better than the team that Caleb Williams took over with the Bears?
That team was bad. Okay. I don't disagree with that.
So we don't this is not a debate of, like, I think the two quarterbacks, I'd rather have Jordan Love because I think Caleb Williams has that amazing ability to play like crap and then play well at the end. But I'll take the consistency of Jordan Love over Caleb Williams. But I don't have any problem with people saying Caleb Williams has done more in 2 years than Jordan Love has done in three, and that's accurate. But we'll see what happens, you know, in the future. And, you know, it also comes down to the issue to me also is who might be a better coach, the Bears coach or the Packers coach. And there was certainly no debate. There was certainly no debate for a long time. But
now you want to debate Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson?
Yes. I think you can debate it. Yes. Caleb Williams. The debate is whatever team he's on, and they beat the Packers. When he was the offensive coordinator in Detroit, they beat the Packers. And now the head coach in the Bears, they beat the Packers. I'd like to see what his record is against the Packers as coordinator and head coach. And you can say that LaFleur is better. That's fine. But you have the same debate. It's legitimate to have either position.
Jordan, I'm taking Matt LaFleur over Ben Johnson every day, all day.
Because?
Well, because Ben Johnson is going to be more of the smartest guy in the room than Matt LaFleur will be. Matt LaFleur is the smartest guy in the room, too. But Ben Johnson is really the smartest guy in the room. Do you understand what
I'm saying? Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a
yeah.
bigger jerk.
So which means that Ben's going to make some mistakes, but you gotta get him. You got to make him pay.
Correct, yes.
You got to make him pay.
And they didn't.
You gotta put your foot on their throat. He's going to do it. He's going to go for it when he shouldn't. But you got to put his foot on the throat and make him pay for it. I mean, the Josh Jacobs fumble, I believe that was down inside the 10-yard line. Can't happen.
Yeah. So I think the division is, to me, the deepest it's ever been. I've picked every team to be 3-3 in the division. You want to join my club? The first division ever with a four-way tie. Every team going to be 3-3.
Well, I will say this. The Vikings are my dark horse.
Mine as well.
KOC can get Kyler Murray to play. They gonna be,
and he will.
They gonna be trouble for a lot.
He's gonna get him to play, guaranteed.
If he can get him to play, they ain't gonna be trouble.
Yes.
He could have the Sam Darnold breakout year, like Sam had in Minnesota.
Yeah, the Packers.
Sam in Minnesota was better than Sam in Seattle. Most people don't know that.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. So now you have, I think the team that is going to underperform more than the others is Detroit.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that because I feel like Detroit, they've had their run.
Yeah, Ben Johnson. Campbell benefited from Ben Johnson, and he's gone.
The players. They've had their run. You get to a run where the window was open, almost open, blah, 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 closed. That window in Detroit is closing. I think they've had their run. Now they got to see if they can redo it again.
Without Ben Johnson.
Yes. And Aaron Glenn. He meant a lot to him as well.
May not
be doing that well in New York, but that was a big loss for that team at one time.
We agree more and more. Are we late for that break? Can you believe that? We're late for a break.
I love your hat that you have on right now. It's a great hat.
My Teen Challenge hat? It's great because it's white, or just because of...
No, the Teen Challenge. That.
Yep. We are late for our first break.
Let's get there.
And when we come back, Gary will be talking about one of his partners first. 1-800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line listens more. You need to call in. I don't mind if you don't because I'm happy to talk to Gary, but he'd rather answer your questions than talk with me. He studied and addressed my brain, and now he's ready for your calls. But if you don't call, it's on you. 1-800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line. And I'm old school. I prefer talk over text. This is more next. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour, in which he says the part I enjoy the most is to try to figure out Homer's brain. So Gary Ellerson does not necessarily start the show. He listens to what I have to say and then takes it from there. We have the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Who's a better coach, LaFleur or Johnson?
Oh, my God. Who came up with that question?
I did.
See, you always be starting stuff.
I'm not starting stuff. No, I want to know what people think. I don't influence them in any way. Who do you think? I want to know what the vote is. I want to know what people think. What's wrong with that? I don't say, vote for LaFleur, you're an idiot. No.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm curious to what people think. You want to do Gary Ellerson says, whatever, or if you have another question, I'm happy with that. Who do you think is a better quarterback, Jordan Love or Caleb Williams? That could be another question. We probably have asked that one already.
Probably.
Yeah. Now you got to talk about your partner. You ready to talk about your partner?
What partner are we talking about?
Which one are we talking about?
My good friends over at the Jury Center.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brookfield.
Incredibly Greenfield. Creative. People don't know all the options they have. Tell them they have no idea all the different ways you can deal with this.
And Brookfield, Greenfield.
Yep.
Yeah, Brookfield, Greenfield, Burlington, new location in Mequon. Four locations for you folks where you can go in and
get the best possible deal.
Yeah, get the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry that you might not get anywhere else.
And options that you probably don't realize you have are all the different choices that are out there.
Yeah. Well, the lab-grown diamonds are absolutely incredible. I'm not saying they're the only one that has them, but they have them very plentiful for you to get the best possible deal. And Homer, if you wanted to trade in some old gold jewelry, they're going to give you the best money for your old gold jewelry.
Now you're talking.
Realize that.
There's no argument on this. We don't need a discount liquor Twitter poll question on this.
And also, Homer, if you're talking about your battery watch is gone out in your watch, so take it into the jewelry center at one of the four of their locations there. Switch out that battery for you.
Whatever it is, they got to figure it out.
Brand new. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They got to figure it out. So go check out my good friends today at the jewelry center and tell them that Gary Ellison sent you.
And now, 1-800-990-3776. If we have any questions, the problem is people just don't call as much as they do. They text.
Yeah.
And this, of course, comes from the YouTube, because everybody is now watching on YouTube versus they just listen on radio or podcast.
Yeah.
People who doubt love are revealing themselves for who they are. Love has won without a clear number one and a below average situational head coach. Oh, yeah, I love it. Hey, if you underestimate love, it's because you don't realize the Packers got a sucky coach.
How bad it is.
Take it from there. See, check that. All right, Gary, answer that brain. Come on.
Well, no one likes Matt LaFleur right now.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's not liked. He's not liked by a lot of Packer fans for whatever reason. Yeah, he's not.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's something to do with Rodgers, I believe, and he's never going to. There's always been that rift there, so he's never going to live that down. He's got to get probably to the NFC Championship game in order for the people to really, really buy
in the next 2 years. That's what I would say.
Yeah,
Gary Ellison, I want to let you. Jason Woolley said that they're going to be good this year, but next year is the year. The injuries, and he's saying that's really the year that it's appropriate to think that they can get to the Super Bowl. This year, it's a little tougher.
And here's why I say that, that I agree with Jason, and here's why I say that. Because your injury to Micah Parsons, the injury to Tucker Kraft, you're never the same person until the following year. Those year are two-year injuries. And they've made a lot of advances, don't get me wrong, in surgeries and that. But those two guys are very important to what they do. They won't be as good as they should be until the following season. That's why. And then they have, I don't know, do they have like 11 draft picks next year? Something like that? And so they're loading up for next year. But we'll see if they can overcome the injuries right away. I hear Tucker Kraft is saying he's going to be ready for day one. I don't really need to see him day one.
Why do you say that?
They're talking Micah Parsons is saying maybe the Cowboys.
Why don't you need to see Tucker Kraft day one?
It ain't about now for me.
Okay.
I need him.
There's no reason to rush it. The hope would be that you maybe do something at the end of the year when guys are healthy, but it's asking a lot because you probably have some losses and.
Right. I hopefully they can be a second-half team where they can make a run where these guys start feeling better. No one talks about Zach Tom. I mean, he had that patellar tendon surgery.
Do you know anything on patellar tendons?
My son Jared had that same patellar tendon surgery about 10, 12 years ago.
And is it worse than people think? How long does it take?
Worse than people think.
Really?
Worse than people think, yes. Not an easy surgery. And I also think Amon Green had that same surgery as well. It's not an easy surgery. Because basically you're trying to.
So you question whether he'll be at his normal level almost any time this year.
All three of those guys. Yeah. I think it's going to be tough for all three of those guys. Those were major injuries. That's why they lost five games at the end of the year. If you want to.
Oh, agree. But they shouldn't have lost all five.
I understand.
But
that's
right.
Why they lost them.
Correct. Yes.
That's why they lost the five games. You didn't. I mean, against Denver, that was that. You didn't have a closer. And against Chicago, no Micah Parsons didn't have a closer. They didn't have anybody that can close the door.
All right. The 1-800-990-3776. Though the comments on YouTube are kind of, you ready?
Yeah.
Don't worry if Matt LaFleur ends up winning one. All Packer fans will say they knew he would the whole time, and they never disliked him. They do that often.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if they do or don't. I don't.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. He's not winning one.
Not winning one what?
No. LaFleur's not winning, winning a Super Bowl. Not not agreeing.
You know what? It's tough to do.
It is, yes.
It's tough to do.
And coaches like him tend to do it early when they're young.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if Bear fans think they're winning a Super Bowl this year. You think they think they're winning a Super Bowl this year?
I don't want to speak for them, but if I was a Bear fan, I'd be more excited than I've been in a long time.
Well,
because
of course
I think
you're excited.
I got a good
coach. Do you think Bear fans think they're winning? I bet you they do.
If they do, they're idiots.
I bet you Bear fans think they're winning the Super Bowl this year. Let's just bring it down a notch. Do you think Bear fans think they're going to get to the Super Bowl? I bet you they do.
A certain percentage, yeah. I think that's crazy, too. I think they're a couple of years away. But if I'm a Bears fan, I'm like just happy that we're not an embarrassment. And let's see how good we are. I think got a good coach, got a quarterback with potential. A GM seems to be doing a better job. Let's go. And they weren't. They couldn't say that for how many years? How many years did they
suck? Well, they need to prove. They need to prove that last year wasn't a fluke.
Correct.
And what I mean by fluke, because defensively they got a lot of turnovers. They had the lead in takeaways. So if they can do that again, that bodes well.
Right. They're gonna have a tougher schedule, and they were lucky in games.
Yeah. Well, see, I know a lot of people say lucky, but just the turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean,
Packers were horrible.
Remember that one year they had that kid? What's that kid name? Was it Mike Brown, the safety? I mean, he was like running touchdowns back like every week one year. Was that like 10 years ago?
Yes.
I dated myself with the Bears.
Well, it might have been.
Their defense was
pretty good when the Packers beat them in 2010.
They're not as good right now.
Correct. Yes. That's what I'm saying. I think. That's why
and
I think
Packers
you could
defense
have.
It's not as good either.
Correct, especially without Micah Parsons. That's why I. Oh, we have a Bears fan?
Sure do.
Josh, now make sure, don't get upset if he talks very slowly and doesn't make any sense because remember, they're Bears fan. Josh, you're on 94.5 ESPN. And this is great. You can speak to a Bears fan because you are a Bears fan. Excellent. This is what I want to hear. Gary. Work on Josh's brain a little bit. I'll just sit back. Take it away, Josh.
So, Gary, I will respond to what a Bears fan is thinking. No, the majority of us do not think we're going to win the Super Bowl this year. We do think we're a playoff team. Most of us have us around the 10-7 to 11-6 mark, maybe 12-5 if it's a good year. But I think our feelings are we're really excited for the first time in a long time because of we finally have a quarterback who we feel is a franchise guy, and we feel like we have the right head coach probably since Lovie Smith. And I'll also add that a lot of us are feeling that our defense is we didn't make the moves to upgrade there to really put us to that next level. That's my biggest concern. I do like some of the pieces we have, but we lost a lot to free agency, and we didn't really make the big kind of move like Gutekunst did to go get Parsons. That's my biggest concern. I will add this. I do think the Bears get to a Super Bowl before the Packers do.
Whoa, now there's a good – that's an excellent question.
You know what? But you know what? I think he feels a lot like Packer fans. I don't think there's any difference.
Right now, I think you're correct. That's because of a confidence the Bears fans had that they haven't had for a long time. Yeah, I think
Packer fans still feel the same way.
Yes, I believe that you're correct. The Bears fans and Packer fans have incredibly similar beliefs about their team.
Yeah, I think so.
Nailed it. Is Josh there?
I'm still here.
All right. Anything you would like to add?
No, I think I pretty much wrapped it up, and I just want to say I think you guys have actually been pretty fair about how you talk about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, well, Caleb Williams is an ascending player.
Yeah, he has that rare ability to play like crap for most of the game, and all of a sudden at the end of the game, it's my big complaint that if I had been on the sidelines, thanks, Josh, and Gary, this will allow you to get into my brain. If I had been on the sidelines when Packers lost that terrible game to Seattle, and I thought they were a little conservative late in the game, I would have said to, was McCarthy the coach then? I think he was.
Yeah.
Dude, you better know this because I'm from Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin. Russell Wilson can play like garbage for three quarters, and he'll come back and kick your ass at the end of the game. You damn well better not give him a chance to do that, because he might just do it. And if he had listened to me, they would have been way more aggressive when they had the ball to make sure and be willing to risk a little bit, or, you know, not running that. Didn't they have the touchdown that maybe would have been a touchdown on the return when the guy knelt down?
For me, well, there was a lot that happened. But
right, but you did. They did not appreciate the fact that Russell Wilson could come back and kick their butt because he played like crap.
Well, the biggest play for me happened on the defensive side of the ball was Morgan Burnett and Jesus Peppers.
Yes.
No, that was the biggest play.
There were a lot of things that went bad.
There are a lot of things that went bad, but that was egregious.
And Caleb Williams has that ability, but he also has the ability to screw up to where he has a deficit that's so big that he can't pull it off at the end of the game. If he has to keep doing, again, what he did last year, you know what? They're going to lose.
Stuff. Yeah.
Nobody can keep doing that.
Yeah. Hero stuff.
Got to have a better team. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else do we have here? Jordan Love needs a GM that's actually good. Goody sucks big time. Has only drafted one All-Pro during his tenure as GM. Pathetic. It seems that if they say Jordan Love is good, it's because he's working with somebody who sucks. Take that away. Check that brain out. Go with, take on that brain, Gary.
Yeah, Packer fans, man.
They can't Packer all fans. Be good.
Yeah, Packer fans.
Who do you blame more? This could be a Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. You'll say, I can't believe it. Who do you blame more, Goody, LaFleur, or Jordan Love? Who do you blame more? I'm not even saying for what. I'm just saying in general. Who do you blame?
That's a good question.
I would blame LaFleur more. But he's still good. It's not like he's a bad coach. He's good. Goody's good. Jordan Love is good. The problem is, are they good enough? Because when the Packers have won, they had something that was better than good. Mike Holmgren was better than good. Ron Wolf was better than good. Brett Favre was better than good. Reggie White was better than good. Name some players, some people with the organization now that you would talk to like you mentioned them. And my answer is, it ain't there. They got all the goods.
Then that's on Goody, not Matt LaFleur. You just name all those players.
Yes. And I would say I probably because of that I should. But now he did get Micah Parsons, so.
Yeah, but still, that's on Goody. I mean,
I would say generally, if with no Micah Parsons, I would say definitely on Goody. With Micah Parsons, and then Goody is the one who brought the players in when LaFleur first took over, when they were closest to getting to the Super Bowl. But yes, I would say you could. I always blame and think the GM is way more important than the head coach. So you might have convinced me to change. You might have affected my brain.
Well, that's going to be hard to do.
There's no need to say that. You could have said, good for you, Homer.
No,
it's a hard thing to do.
It is.
If he didn't have Micah Parsons, I would definitely say Goody. But LaFleur had some players, Aaron Rodgers. You know, you go back to the teams when he was first took over as GM, and most of that may have been more Ted Thompson than it was Goody, so maybe I couldn't even give him credit.
Well, you're talking about when Matt LaFleur first took over?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That team was in flux when he took over.
Yeah, and it was pretty much Ted Thompson's team, but other than a few changes.
It was in flux because you had a new coach and a new system. Everybody had to learn it.
And then that new system seemed to make Rodgers better. Yeah. He won MVP twice.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it seems to me you would say you would blame Goody first.
Yeah, probably.
Problem is, but Goody then got Jordan Love. You could easily have this problem where you don't have a quarterback.
True.
But – how much was
how many of those field tilters do you have?
Not enough.
Because that's what it comes down to.
Yes, it does. Yes, right.
The Jimmys and the Joes.
Yep. Because otherwise,
how many of them you got?
It's like what John Anderson said about what the Bucks got for Giannis. He said, you know what they got? They got parts. They got parts. Yeah. Parts ain't enough. You got to have more than parts to win.
Yeah.
Goody, yes. There's nobody who's going to say Giannis was a part. Giannis was an engine.
Right.
Finely tuned. Historically special engine. You got a better chance with an engine like that than with parts. It don't matter how many parts you got. Right. All right. We'll continue and see all these other people on YouTube. You can call 1-800-990-3776. What does it say about our show, Gary? I'll let you respond when we come back. That the only call we have is a Bears fan. Next. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. And again, subscribe on YouTube. Everybody watches on YouTube. It's taken over. radio. It's not podcasts anymore. They want to watch it on YouTube, and you can. Whenever or wherever you're listening, just know we're live on YouTube as well. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, and comment along with us. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. You'll say things like, Gary said he liked my hat. Miami Heat player Bam Adebayo confronted Tyler Hero, recently traded to the Bucks, over critical social media comments and leaked direct messages about Adebayo's performance, leading to a physical altercation at a Las Vegas hotel gym where Adebayo struck Hero in the face. Reports noted swelling under Hero's right eye. The Miami Heat confirmed awareness of the incident, but declined to comment. This was today, and this is information from the last hour or so. I think this will make people like Tyler Hero even more.
Yeah, but why would Bam? Come on, buddy.
Because he didn't like what he may believe. We will address this. It's come up in another situation. Whether or not Adebayo thought that Tyler Hero violated the locker room. Like, you got no business telling people about that stuff. Whatever's private stays private. Now, I have not. Someone will bring out now the critical social media comments and leaked direct messages about Adebayo's performance. So I would assume, one, he didn't like it, and two, doesn't that irritate players if that applies here, of violating the locker?
Yeah, room. You got to leave that. You got to leave that alone.
Well, I don't know how much that's he did that.
And I don't know what he said, but you right. can't be critical of your teammate.
And let it go public.
Yeah.
Yeah, privately in the locker room, you can do whatever you want.
But I mean, that was a lot like, was that Miles Turner?
It was Miles Turner.
With Giannis, with the airplane?
Correct, yes. Yes, that's correct. That was the complaint others had, that he violated.
That's violating.
Correct.
If it were true.
But Giannis didn't go after
Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis came out and said, no, it wasn't true.
Correct. But Giannis pretty just let it go. I'm sure he could have interacted with Miles Turner and gotten in a fight if he wanted. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a fight, but it kind of sounds like it. Physical altercation where Adebayo struck him in the face area. There's swelling under his right eye. Should I do a discount liquor? Who would win a fight between Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero?
No, you don't need to do that.
Do that? And everybody's going to pick Adebayo, right?
Yeah, we already know.
Yeah. But
hey, what about the Badgers' new athletic director? You good with that?
Huge with that. I think it's a fantastic hire. They all got mad at him for what he did when he got rid of the coach at Nebraska. Only all the coaches since Bo Pelini haven't done any better. He had a great record at the time. And Bo Pelini, who was so upset about it, after he left Nebraska, hadn't been hired by anybody as a head coach. The only place he went was Youngstown State, and he did something that didn't seem possible there. He lost on a regular basis. They won national championship with Jim Tressel. So whatever Pelini says doesn't have much credibility because Nebraska, after the new AD at Wisconsin fired him, and then they fired him, the AD, the new guys brought in haven't done any better. Nebraska's the problem. It wasn't the hiring of Bo Pelini. That would be my analysis of it. But, yes, and he's been at Texas. My answer is, he knows what you need to do now. People need to go find the comments of Mark Johnson, the women's hockey coach, because he all but destroyed the last AD without mentioning by name as to how much.
I didn't hear the comments.
Yeah, you can look it up on Twitter. I will
tell you
what
the comments.
Can
you
Mark Johnson.
Pull it up real quick? I'm not privy of the comments.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Yeah, he didn't mention.
He didn't mention the name, but
he mentioned it without mentioning the name.
Now, is that Badger Bob?
His kid, yes.
Who is this?
Mark Johnson.
Mark Johnson?
Yeah, arguably one of the greatest athletes.
The hockey?
Yes.
Women's hockey coach.
That's correct. One of the all-time greatest.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Athletes. Wisconsin hockey. Let's see.
In the history of Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah. See if you. Yeah, I did not hear about this.
Here it is.
You got me on.
Here it is.
Okay.
Mike Lucas. You remember Mike Lucas. He covered the Badgers when you were there.
Luke. That's my guy.
Historically good.
Mm-hmm.
The GOAT in women's college hockey. No, Mark Johnson could arguably the GOAT at Wisconsin sports history. right?
Correct.
As an athlete.
Just keep moving.
He's our new shepherd. Our sheep are scattered, and now we've got a shepherd who's going to bring them together. It's a breath of fresh air. Now, Gary Ellison, you'd like to get into my brain. What does that say about the last AD, directly or indirectly, sir? How would you answer? Did I overanalyze it?
Yeah. Well, he didn't know what he's doing.
He's our new shepherd. Our sheep are scattered, and now we've got a shepherd who's going to bring them together. It's a breath of fresh. He didn't even have to put in it's a breath of fresh air. He could have stopped with, we've got a shepherd who's going to bring them together. That would have been enough, right? He had to add a little bit of something, something. He had to go double down. It's a breath of fresh air.
A fresh air, yeah.
Now, you know how I translated this? You know how I translated that, sir? Last guy was a mess. Is that too strong?
Yeah, they need that. They need that. Now, I'm just going to say this.
Yes.
The Nebraska thing didn't work out for Sean.
Correct.
So I'm just going to be 100% honest. I don't know what happened. Didn't work out.
Well, but it didn't work out for Nebraska after they got after he fired the head coach and they fired him. Okay.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Didn't work out for him.
All right.
Just stay on top.
Okay, I'm on top. Go ahead.
Texas, Miami. Mm-hmm. Both of those programs are spending a lot of money in NIL.
Yep.
He knows what good looks like.
Yeah.
And if Nebraska was a disaster, he knows what that looks like too.
So you like it as much as I do.
Exactly. I like that. I wasn't on board at first 100% because I thought it was just ho-hum.
I got a question for you about Wisconsin Athletics. Yeah, you thought it was ho-hum?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think he was the best. He was the best person available who understands Wisconsin.
Yes, agreed. And they needed that back in the house.
Yeah, because they thought they had the guy before understood Wisconsin. There's no guarantee that even though you've been at Wisconsin, that you understand Wisconsin.
Listen, I thought that Luke Fickell was a great hire.
I really did.
When I first heard about it, I thought it was a great hire.
Yep.
Luke Fickell is a Big Ten guy.
Yes.
But Luke's problem was Longo.
Okay. Yeah, you've said this before. That hasn't changed. All right, we got to take a final break. And then my final question for you about Wisconsin Athletics involving me. Next. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour, and we're honoring him as we do others because we'll have, because of his greatness, we will have ESPN National in Progress. This came out this afternoon. Wisconsin is taking applications to be executive director of the W Club. Chris Solinsky, who is a historically special long-distance runner, had the position for about 6 months before he became director of cross-country and track and field. Minimum salary is $130,500. To which I replied, I should be given the job. I am the worst athlete in the history of the W Club to be a member, and no one has ever argued the point. Would you like to, you always want to get into my brain. No one's going to hire me to be a head coach, though I was a finalist in 1980 as the tennis coach at Indiana. So they don't have to worry about me going anywhere like Chris Solinsky. So
back this up. So is Solinsky leaving?
Yeah, he's going to be the director of cross country and track and field. So he can't be the W Club executive director.
So
you could do
when
it.
This happen?
Hire you. It just today. I saw it today.
No way.
You're way too good as an athlete. You don't understand the greatness of athletes like I do. You just assume everybody's talented. No, I know.
Right?
So, do you think that I should be given the job? Yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, just let me know and I'm in.
That's a lie. I'm 71. Yeah. I wouldn't hire me for anything but a one-hour show.
Sure.
71.
You're not going
come on.
Anywhere.
I could.
Yeah, but you're not going anywhere.
I could die tomorrow.
There.
I could die tomorrow.
You die there though.
You're not. How old are you? How old are you?
There'd be stability, longevity, as long as you can.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
Yes.
How old
are you?
Don't worry about it.
I've changed my mind. I'm going to change my Twitter and go, I've changed my mind. Gary Ellerson should be the man.
I think I will be 63 in 2 weeks.
Would you take the job if offered?
Yes.
All right.
100%.
All right. I'm putting this down on Twitter next. I have now dropped myself out 100%. Of the running of which I was never in and suggesting Gary Ellerson. If that helps him, if it hurts him, then I'm not going to be for Gary Ellerson.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I support someone, that guarantees ain't getting anything.
Yeah.
I don't want Homer's 100%. Help.
Yeah.
Gary Ellerson, executive director of the W Club. Yeah.
Let me have it.
All right.
I probably should send my resume. What I got to do? Who do I talk to?
Jobs.wiz.ed, jobs director. You know peeps. Call your peeps.
Okay. I call him.
All right.
I call McIntosh.
Can I ask you? Can I ask you one favor?
Yeah.
If you get the job, can we announce it first on this show?
Sure can.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call him right
ESPN
now.
ESPN National in progress. I'm stepping down, and I never had it. Next.